Fact check, Beto O'Rourke falsely claims Putin invaded our democracy in 2016. By Joshua Kaplan on June 26, 2019. Former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, bizarrely claimed during the first 2020 Democrat presidential debate in Miami, Florida, that Russian President Vladimir Putin attacked and invaded our democracy during the 2016 election, an assertion at odds with a Mueller report and made without any supporting evidence. A partial transcript is as follows. Lester Holt, we asked voters from across the country to submit their questions for the candidates. Let me read one now. This comes from John in New York, who submitted this question. He asks, does the United States have a responsibility to protect in the case of genocide or crimes against humanity? Do we have a responsibility to intervene to protect people from their governments even when atrocities don't event core American interests? I'd like to direct that question to Congressman O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke, the answer is yes. But that action should also be undertaken with allies and partners and friends. When the United States presents a united front, we have a much better chance at achieving our foreign policy and preventing the kind of genocide that we saw in Rwanda. But unfortunately, under this administration, President Trump has alienated our allies and alliances. He's diminished our standing in the world and he's made us weaker as a country, less able to confront challenges, whether it's Iran, North Korea, or Vladimir Putin and Russia, who attacked and invaded our democracy in 2016. And who President Trump has offered an invitation to do the same. He's embraced strongmen and dictators at the expense of great democracies. As president, I will make sure we live our values in our foreign policy. I will ensure we strengthen those alliances, partnerships, and friendships. And meet any challenge that we face, together. That makes America stronger. O'Rourke later repeated the claim, omitting the attacked language and simply saying Russia carried out an invasion of the United States. The conspiratorial remark was just one phrase in a freewheeling monologue about impeaching Trump, the rule of law, and a painting of George Washington.